Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, August 14th in the year 1962, the Barbados Advocate reported on the decision to recite tenants, which led to the birth of a new village. The newspaper reported that when Canadian investors bought lands at Haywood's plantation for investment in the hotel sector, it was decided that the occupants of that tenantry would have to be recited. In an interview with this presenter, a former resident of Spicetown told how densely populated the designated area was with residences and businesses. People had their lives there. Therefore, longtime dwellers like Sister Eiffel, Miss Babb and her children, Miss May, the Rochester family, the Duglin family, Miss Pinder the shopkeeper, Moselle Harvey the seamstress, and many others stood to be impacted by this move. The initial discussions identified lands at Ford's Pasture as a possible new location for the residents, and the proposition was made for the government to purchase this site. However, a few months would pass and that proposal would fall flat as, quote, after a few months and while the negotiations were proceeding, objection was taken on the grounds that Ford's was swampy lands and if these houses were to be recited, it would have to be somewhere else, end quote. This caused a delay on the project, but it was not the only factor. As truth be told, among other things, Ford's was just not an adequate space because finding an entrance would also prove to be inconvenient, which was another point of major unsuitability. However, in the meantime, a roadway was made available from Church Street near the junction of Round the Town, and this became a game changer. The use of Ford's Pasture as an alternative site was shelved and the residents were sited at a more satisfactory space at the bottom of the Station Hill where District E was formerly located. This space afforded a number of amenities and upgrades. The Advocate reported, and I quote, "The decision to remove tenants from lands at Haywood St. Peter has given birth to a new and up-to-date village with the imposing name of Church Street Gardens. The village incorporates about 35 houses and shops with flower and kitchen gardens, fine roads, water and streetlights," end quote. The newspaper further reported, quote, "The village is quiet, with its own shops and the makings of a community center. There is Spicetown within a stone's throw, then the Spicetown School, the Corish Parish School, and the adjoining open lands which afford playing fields for the youth of the district," end quote. Therefore, on this day, August 14th in the year 1962, the Barbados Advocate reported on what was initially the plight of the residents of Haywood St. Peter in having to move away from the spaces which they had occupied for many years. However, the outcome would prove to be necessary, enhancing and proactive in terms of facing the inevitability of moving, as encroaching seas would ultimately have forced them to relocate anyway.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.